All right, everybody's there. Over here, Yudam and Arif. Towards the bottom of the Yamun. Over here. Towards the bottom of the Yamun. We were discussing the halacha of the Gemara, was quoting a pasuk. Ani b'tzedek echazeh panecha. The pasuk in, where is it? The pasuk in Sefer Tehillim. Ani b'tzedek echazeh panecha. Ezba'a b'hakitz munasecha. That I will be satiated by seeing a vision of your likeness. So I see you in righteousness, or I greet you before I come to see you, engage in righteousness. I'm satisfied by seeing you. So Elazar says, you have pruto, one of other matzli. First he would give a pruto to Dani, and then he would daven. First you should do tzedek, you should do tztakam, then you should daven. We talked about that halacha, to give davka during Vayi Baruch David. That's the time when people are standing anyway, and the whole kavana is to lift up the ani and his spirits, and to partner with the Kaddish Baruch Hu, with the Pasuk Ha'ish, V'akom V'fanecha, V'atam Moshe B'kel. HaKaddish Baruch Hu is in charge of everything. We recognize that, and we give tzedakah to the Yoni. And therefore, by Baruch David Amar of Nachman Bar Yitzchak, where Nachman Bar Yitzchak comes to the end of the Pasuk, Eilu Tamir HaChamim Sheminadadin Sheina Me'eneyam Ba'il Mazeh, Tamir HaChamim, who remove sleep from their eyes, V'akaddish Baruch Hu Ma'azbin Mizeh V'ashrin Olayim Abad. That's the end of the Pasuk. Ezba b'hakitz munasecha. B'hakitz means like I see you while I'm tired, while I'm sleepy. I see your image. So that's the tzaddikim who are menadad in sheina me'inehem. They remove sleep from their eyes while they're learning, while they're engaging in discovering the Kaddish Baruch Hu. So the Maharsha interprets this Gemara. Look at the sheet. Maharsha interprets this Gemara that it sounds like Tamid Chachamim are sleeping less than everybody else, which is probably what we would intuitively have imagined. So Yesh Afarish Bazal, Derech V'Koy Ve Hashem Yachlifu Koyach. That those who trust in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who have hope in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, will have a renewed strength. Shalom B'Sef Kiddush and Shatar Nosenes Koyach Ugalim Dei Torah. Torah is Mateshes Koyach Shal Adam, on the one hand, right? That's Reish Lakish. You know the story of Yachon Reish Lakish, Gemara himself is Bav Metzia. Reish Lakish was a Ganef, a well-known bandit. He sees Reb Yochanan swimming in the river, or in the quarry, and he makes an acrobatic dive into the quarry because he was a strong, agile person. Rabbi Yochanan said, you should use your strength, chelech le'raisa, you should use your strength for Torah. Rabbi Yishalkes said, that's fine, you're such a handsome man, if you have a sister, I'll marry her, we'll make a trade. So he married Rabbi Yochanan's sister, and he came to learn in Beis Medrash. At the end of the day, he became a Talmud Chacham. But before then, of course, he became a Shlokish. But before then, he tried to make the same acrobatic flip out of the quarry, and he wasn't able to do that. From which the Gemara says, Torah Matesh is Kerch HaShogadim. And it's a Peladika Gemara. Torah saps your strength. We get that. But he didn't even learn anything yet. All he did was accept to learn. Shlokish there in the Gemara in Bava Metzia. All he did was say, yeah, I'll come to Yeshiva. Already he can't do anything. Already he's a Yeshiva Bacher with no muscles. What happened over here? Four seconds ago, he was wearing a leather jacket and a motorcycle and jumping into the quarry, and now all of a sudden, he can't get out. So, yes, you see, even just accepting to learn, Rabbeinu Yehuda derives from here in the Shari Tshuva, I think, that even if just accepting to learn already, a Kabbalah to do something itself is a very powerful inyan. Fine, okay, Torah's Mateshes Kerech HaShogadim. At the same time, if Torah's Mateshes Kerech HaShogadim, it saps away our strength, because if you don't focus on Olam Hazeh, you focus on Olam Haba, you focus on the Ruchnias instead of the Gashmias, so then you lose some of your strength in Gashmias, Torah's Mateshes Kerech HaShogadim. At the same time, we need strength in order to learn. So the Gemara says in Kiddushin that HaTorah Nosenes Koyach L'Olam Dei Torah, the Torah gives unusual strength to those people who want to learn Torah. Ofi Shemiyot HaShein HaMach HaShesha Adam, person's going to sleep less. While they're learning Torah, they're going to sleep less. HaKadosh Baruch Hu nois in them koyach l'mol Torah mashbiyam b'ayla mazeh, shchina say d'layim abba. They ain't shem shena. So they get a little bit of the extra strength. Since there's no sleeping in b'ayla mazeh, they get a little bit of extra strength, and they're staying awake in this world, they get a little bit of strength from b'ayla mazeh. V'chashu sa'adam k'darmin eilu shadzi fan. Fine. So it sounds like from here, Talmid HaChachamim should sleep less than everybody else. We probably, again, arrived at that conclusion intuitively. And this is the impression you get from the Rambam. Rabbi said, look over here, the Rambam, Perek Gimel, Loch Yud, Beis of Hilchos Talmud Torah, says the Rambam. You have to know these words. You have to read this at some point. Ein divrei Torah miskayim misha marpe atzma olein. If you use divrei Torah to, for your own purposes, Torah will not last for you. Not people who come to learn while it's comfortable, idun, while they're it's luxurious. Now, I'm not saying, therefore, the Yachikawa has to be in a youth hostel and not in the Waldorf. That's not what I'm saying. I'm not saying you can't have the best Kiddush, or, you know, you can't have a Shia that focuses around Torah. That can be the bait, but the you know, you can't only learn when there's coffee and Danishes. The coffee and Danishes are nice, but it shouldn't be that's the only time you can learn. That can bring a person in. That's the Kiruv. The Kiruv is the coffee and the cake, you know, and all that. But the Etzem learning has to be a little bit bedachos. A person who's even willing, doesn't mean you should go out of your way to be mitzar gufoy. It means the person who's even willing to endure tzar gufoy. A person should not, therefore, you know, sleep at length. No, but let's move down. Yeah. The pasuk says in Koheles, "Af chachmasi amdali," that even my Torah stood for me. The Torah shalamadati ba'af amdali. The Torah that I learned at a time of anger stood for me. Rav Shach in the Akedama to one of his volumes of the Aviyez, he quotes this statement of the Medrash. Af means anger. Af also means even. So, Af Chachmasi Amdili means even my wisdom stood for me. But the Gemara Chazal tell us, no, it means Torah Shalmadati Ba'af, Torah that I learned at times of difficulty, that was the Torah that stood for him. So, Rav Shach, who was in Yeshiva during the Second World War and then had to leave and come to Eretz Yisrael, so he said the Torah that he learned Ba'af, the Torah that he learned during times of Af, of anger, times of difficulty when it was a time of war, he learned. Nonetheless, those Mesechtas that he learned during wartime, he never forgot. Everything that he learned while there were bombs dropping and everything going on, not nogea to us, but we understand where it's coming from, you know, with the Inyana Diyoma. But a person who's able to learn despite, you know, difficulties going on around him, that learning stands for a person even more than the learning you do at other times. The Torah Shalomadati Ba'af. That's counterintuitive. You would think, right, if you were coming from the academy, coming from the university, across the street at the Bells Hall or First Hall, whatever we call it, college now. So you would think that you need quiet, right? That's why the people, the Hamoinam, Umas Haylon, can't understand how you learn in a base medrash with people screaming. Don't you need quiet? I happen to learn much better when it's quiet. That's my thing. But Kol Torah for most people is very beneficial. They find that something very useful. It energizes them, which is totally counterintuitive. How can you learn in a room where everyone's screaming at each other and there's constant noise and constant activity? It's entirely counterintuitive. But that's exactly what Torah is. Torah is not the same as the other chachmas, the other wisdoms of the world, where you need quiet, where you need tranquility. You have to have the quiet room in the library. I'm not saying we shouldn't have quiet rooms in the library. It's very helpful for studying for finals and things like that. But Torah, the Torah that you learn ba'af, when there's a lot of distractions around you, nonetheless, you're able to focus a person. That Torah stays with the person forever, and that comes to teach us. The Torah is not the same as other wisdoms. Torah is lamala min ateva, not the same as the other thing. So here, a person, you know, should give up sleep in order to learn Torah. The Torah shalmada ti ba'af, and the more a person is meisa nefesh for Torah, the more that the Torah will stay with him. Fine, then the Rambam talks about learning out loud, also a very nice thing. Then the Rambam continues, Afa pi, shemitzvah lilmud b'yoymu v'layla, even though there is a mitzvah, to learn by day and by night, ein adam loymed roiv chachmasa elo b'layla. A person only learns the majority of his wisdom at night. The majority of his wisdom at night. Lefichach, therefore, Misha writes a lizkois bekeser haTorah. If a person wants to be zaycha to grasp the crown of Torah, yizar b'chol leiloisav. It has to be mentioned that every yeshiva at some night saves a shmuz at some point. Yizar b'chol leiloisav. A person be careful with every night. V'lo yoyvad afilu echamehem b'sheinav achil v'shesiyah v'sichah. A person shouldn't waste any of them with eating and drinking and schmoozing, a person should spend all of his nights with Talmud Torah and Divrei Chachma. What's this? A person only learns the majority of his wisdom at night. It's a little bit strange because some people are morning people, some people are night people. Okay, maybe the Rambam was a night person, but how did he know most people? A person only learns the majority of his wisdom at night. It's a strange kind of axiomatic principle to lay down that your most productive time will be at night, and that's when a person will learn Roiv Chachmasa, the majority of his wisdom. It's a strange kind of a phrase. Majority of his wisdom will have to be at night. I would say most people learn the majority of things during the day. I would say they learn the majority of things during the day. What does it mean? Any of them learn maybe Rav Chachmas El Belayla. Okay, we'll get back to it a little bit soon. But what do you see from this Rambam? You see that, of course, a person has to minimize sleep and deny himself certain pleasures in order to learn Torah properly. That's in line with our Gemara. That jives with our Gemara, right? The Talmidei Chacham Shem and Nadadin Shein Amei Nehem. And how are they able to do that? Kaveh Hashem Yachlifu Kayach. Kaddish Baruch Hu gives them strength. No?
He also says to get 8 hours of sleep.
Yeah, what?
He also says to get 8 hours of sleep.
Oh, Rashi's one step ahead. What about the next Rambam, Rabbi, the Rambam, the man of the, the golden mean, the doctor rabbi, the first rabbi doctor was a Rambam, right? The Jewish mothers would say, you have to, who quoted this? Who quoted this recently? Someone told me this recently.
I think I know where you're going with
Yeah,
this.
The mother said you have to be
the
a doctor.
My son's a doctor.
Doctor, all right, you have to be like the Rambam. Oh, no, not this?
No,
someone told me the mother told them you have to be like the Rambam. Either a doctor or a rabbi, but not the, a Jewish doctor or a Jewish rabbi. They have to be one of them.
Ukrainian president, they went out to aren't you so proud of your son? And she's like, oh, my son is a doctor. That's the other son.
Ah, it's the other son, okay. Oh, a real Jewish mama. Okay, right. So you know he's Jewish now, yeah, okay. So the Rambam says over here, Perikimov Halacha Gimov Hilchos Deis. Here's the Rambam puts on the stethoscope. Hamanik Atzmo Alpia Refua. Person should take care of himself. Im Sama Libosh Yeh Kol Gufo Veivav Shleimim Bilvad Vishel Loi Ban Boisim. Okay, fine. The person has to be careful in order to guard himself properly because he needs his body in order to perform mitzvahs. And therefore, says the Rambam over here. You should sleep in order to help you do Avodas Hashem, but you have to take care of your body. And the Rambam writes later on, in Perek Dad of Hilchos Deis Halacha Dawud, Hayoyim V'alayla Chov Dawud Shols. The day and the night is 24 hours. Person should sleep 8 hours. Fine. 8 hours. Person should sleep 8 hours.
You sleep during the day then?
So what happened to this? So 1 second. Oh, we'll get to the day in a minute. So what happened to 8 hours? Everybody say, yeah, anyone here sleep 8 hours? In hours? Yeah, every night 8 hours? He's a Rambam Jew. Okay. Okay, you're a real Teimani. Okay. You have to get a big Teimani Esrig then. But most people are not following the Rambam. And it sounds like over here, Talmid HaChacham should be Mamad B'Sheina. We hear about all these tzaddikim getting up, tikkun chatzos, and he's going to sleep late, he's waking up early, vasikin. It's a question if it's a good idea. I've seen great tzaddikim falling asleep in the Gemara all day. I don't know how productive you are. So a person should be productive. Staying up all night learning on Shavuos is the most unproductive activity you could possibly do. We do it to show Mesiras Nefesh for Torah, and we do it once a year. We shouldn't do it every year. It's a bad idea. You learn less. But a person should be Mamayit B'Sheina in order to learn more. So yet over here, the Rambam exhorts us that a person has to sleep a minimum of 8 hours a day. The Be'er Heitev has a remez to this from the Pasuk and Sefer Iyoiv, Yoshanti Oz Yanuach Li. I slept Oz Yanuach Li, and then it was calming to me. Oz is a gematria 8, because Yoshanti Oz, you should sleep for 8 hours. That's the Be'er Heitev quotes over here. So Rabbi said, what's going on? The Rambam on the one hand told us, Talmidei Chachamim have to be Mamad B'Sheina. Ein Adam Lemed Rav Chachmasa O B'Laila. Yizar B'Chol Leiloisov. Talmidei Chachamim Nadim Sheinam Ein Neyam Kaveh Hashem Yachlifu Koyach. Yet over here the Rambam tells us you have to sleep 8 hours. You have to sleep 8 hours. The whole Rem is from a Pasuk, Yoshanti Oz. Yanuach Li. So we could say, with some Sefer argues, over here in his comments, Masech the Sovis, very creative approach. They know what it's talking about is that it means for all iske haguf, you have 8 hours a day. So there's a restroom time, there's eating time, there's sleeping time. So sleeping is 6 hours or so. I would say that's pretty average. If I sleep less than 6 hours, I'm not functioning at optimum strength. Sometimes happens, but I'm not, my mind is sharpest at 6 hours. So what it means is 6 hours, and then you have time for eating, you have other physical activities you have to engage in during the day. But 8 hours means 8 hours of physicality, 8 hours of inyana yigashmius, not luxuries, but 8 hours of engaging in this world, inyana elamazeh, the rest of the day, inyana elamabo. So then a person should be focusing on ruchnius. So maybe the Rambam here means all-inclusive 8 hours, because the Mishnah says in Masechta Avos that one of the things that Torah nicknames by him is b'miyut sheina, is minimizing sleep. I wouldn't be minimizing sleep. That's like what we just said. The Talmid Chacham and Adon Shana may name, but what happened to the Rambam? It was 8 hours. But Hinei Kenu Gam Kenu Inin Adam Al Iske Nishmasan Yabei Shlishim Nishmasai. 2/3 of the day should be for his neshama, 1/3 for his goof. That's what it means. Joshanti Oz doesn't mean Dafka sleep. It means other inyanim of the goof. That's a very creative shot from the Chassam Sofer. However, the Mishnah Berurah, the Aruch HaShulchan, say what I think is a little bit more in tune with what we would have presumed. And that is the Mishnah Berurah here lays down, everybody sleeps a different amount. Everybody sleeps a different amount. Everybody's got a different schedule. Everybody needs different things. Everybody's bodies are different. Kashem, Shein, Da, you know, Partu Feyen, Doimin Zegoze, and Dato Seyem, Shavin Zegoze, just like everybody's face is different. Everybody's perspective is different. And so too, everybody's wellness and, you know, the formula for success is going to be different than everybody else. So rise to Mishnah Berurah over here. Ein Magen Avram, Doshena Sa'adam Bogayga, Ein Lozeh Shir Kavua. Just because one guy's on one schedule has nothing to do with what my schedule should be. It depends, everybody, on what you know their body functions. But, says the Mishnah Berurah, Loi Yishtaka B'Sheina Yoysimidai. Whatever your body, you know, optimal, and look, it takes time to figure this out. Sometimes in adolescence, kids are experimenting with how much sleep they actually need. But when a person becomes a little bit more mature, we all know our bodies by now. We know how much sleep we really need, how much sleep is a little bit too much, too little sleep, how much sleep, you know, is a little bit extra. It's that extra sleep, that v'hashena mishubachas, that extra sleep, you know, that a person should minimize if he's a talmud chacham. You want to be a talmud chacham? Minimal sleep. Meaning as much as you need to survive. That's what you should do to be optimal, you know, in terms of your productivity, but not more, not extra. Says Aruch HaShulchan, similar thing. Ain't the term is kaimen b'misha misrap alayim v'loy b'loyim de mitoich idum v'loy mitoich achil. What you see here is according to Rambam. Amisha mei mesas me'olem et sar gufoy tomid v'yitain shena yaseira le'enov. Not extra shena. Too much sleep. That extra nap. It says, by the way, it's not productive. You take that extra, you sleep for 12 hours, the coast to coast, whatever they call it, you know, bagel, whatever it is, I forgot what they call it. But if you do that, you don't need it. You don't need it. Look, if you're covering your jet lag and this and that, okay, you know, you have to get over the jet lag. But if things going, you know, there's nothing to be gained by extra sleep. Look, sometimes a more geschmack, 7, 8, you know, 8 hours. But everybody has a schedule. Some guys a little less sleep during the week, a little more sleep on Shabbos. Whatever the schedule is, fine. But we all know what we don't need, you know, whatever. That extra sleep is what a Talmud Chacham, if you want to be a Talmud Chacham, an aspiring Talmud Chacham, should be memayit. That's the Shena that's not required. I think a similar thing over here, Rabbi said. Look at the Gemara Masechta Sanhedrin, I now from it off. Kohayoshim v'beis ha-medrash. Whoever sleeps in beis medrash, Teirosa nasis lo kiroim kiroim. His Torah becomes tattered. His Torah becomes tattered. It's not good to sleep in the beis medrash. It's not good to sleep in the beis medrash. The Gemara says, Masechta Sukkah, also la'adam lishim b'yoyim. You're not allowed to sleep during the day. Yeah, but we see Talmid Chachamim fall asleep during the day, sometimes over the Gemara, Shabbos afternoon. What could be more holy than a guy who falls asleep in his Gemara, Shabbos afternoon, in Beis Medrash? Oh, geschmack. That's what Shabbos is all about. So the answer is, you know, the cold cup of soda, oh, what could be more geschmack? So the answer is that no, what he's talking about is a guy who sleeps during the day because he has nothing to do and he's wasting his time, so instead he falls asleep on the couch while he's flipping through his different series that he's, you know, what do you call the people who watch things straight, you know, whatever. What is that called?
Binging,
watching this and that, and he's falling asleep because he's just been watching too much. You know, that's, come on. That's, you can't become a Talmud Chacham that way. Obviously. But a person who's learning a lot and he's pushing himself to the brink, maybe he overdid it and staying up late last night at Mishmar and falls asleep in his Gemara, you know, Shabbos afternoon. Kaddish Yomalos. So no, such a person is a Kaddish Vatar. So what it means over here is a person who's overdoing it. Person falls asleep in Beis Medrash because he's bored, because whatever, the Gemara doesn't interest him, and so there, or he wants to sleep extra. Nah, that's, come on. If you find a different place to sleep, what are you sleeping in Beis Medrash for? Go get a couch. But over here, a person falls asleep because he's so tired from staying up all night. That's a different thing. Yeah, Eitan, what do you say?
Isn't that whole Sugya in Sukkah, like when it talks about that?
Yeah.
Like differentiating between like a
Shayna Sarai and Tefillin and Sukkah. Yeah, yeah. That's where it comes up, this statement. Yeah.
So, is like, well, what's it,
No, because the Gemara is saying you only wear tefillin during the day, and we're afraid you're going to fall asleep. So in that context, the Gemara says, that's why we don't wear tefillin at night. We're afraid you're going to fall asleep. So the Gemara says, well, during the day, you should be afraid you're going to fall asleep. No, because no one sleeps during the day. You're not allowed to sleep during the day.
Right, but so how does like that type of, like, she has her meaning like a nap or something, playing to...
Tefillin?
No, playing to, like, the Rambam's comment of, let's say, sleeping 8 hours, or, like, how much do you... Do you add like a nap to your overall need of sleep?
Well, I think that fits into the equation. I don't know if it's an exact equation, though. Everybody has their own schedule. Some guys push themselves all week, but they know they take a nap or, you know, Shabbos afternoon, and they're good. You know, then they have a long Seder Motzei Shabbos. So some guys are up very late Motzei Shabbos, learning, whatever, I don't know, and they have to be up Sunday morning, but they know they take a nap Shabbos afternoon, it's good, they're good. So sometimes, you know, if a figure, as long as it's for a purpose, not just he's bloated from eating too much at lunch, so he falls asleep, that's not good. Yuck. So it has to be something that's productive. Look, halavai, we should all be functioning in the highest madrigas, but this is what we're aspiring to. This is what we're aspiring to. So maybe that's the teretz. Maybe that's the teretz. We all know exactly how much sleep we need, or more or less. We should try and stick, because that's different people have different schedules, but stick to this schedule. Some people morning people, some people night people, but stick to that schedule. Maybe that's the... And not too much. Not too much. Okay, I think that's Pashin. However, I saw Teretz, maybe, name of the Brisker Rav, a different Mahalach, which I thought was fascinating. Fascinating. It fits into something else, which is quite important. The Gemara says in Masechtas Brachas, or you've probably seen it at one point or the other, over here, Oysid Alf. Tanur Rabban, the Gemara is the contradiction between two psukim. On the one hand, the Pasuk says, Vasafta Degonecha, you should collect your wheat. Well, you know, obviously you should collect your wheat. How else are you going to eat? No, because the pasuk says, you should never stop learning. Never stop learning. I might have thought that that's literal. You should never stop learning ever. No, you have to go out and work sometimes. How do you juggle both of these objectives? Says Rabbi Yishmael, Hanigbah Amidas Derech Eretz. Do what's normal. Compromise. Synthesis. Manage both. Integrate both. That's the opinion of Rabbi Shmuel. Haneg bohem midas derech eretz. Rabbi Shmuel ben Yechai Omer. Ef shor adam chayit b'shas chavisha v'zoreh b'shas zriya v'koyitz b'shas kitzira v'dosh b'shas disha v'zoreh b'shas haruach. Toi ma ta'eleo. The guy's going to be yosik in Parnassus. So when is he ever going to learn? He's never going to have time to learn. 5 minutes on the bus here, there. When is he ever going to learn? The two psukim are talking about two different periods in the history of Klal Yisrael. When we're then the work will be done for us. When they are then we're going to have to engage in work. So Shimba Yechai really holds that there are two extremes, but those are the options. There's no middle path. If Shechter like to quote the Rabbi Yosef Engel, the Goyone Yashas. So, okay, Rabbi Yosef Engel was a great guy, fantastic. Somehow related to the Kotzker and Amenezer, that whole school, but he wasn't a Chassidish. Chassidim love him, but he wasn't a Chassidish. He's a big Lamed. So there's a guy now, I mentioned, in Muncie, putting out his farm all over again. So Rabbi Yosef Engel has comments on the Gemara called Gilyone Ashas. So in the Gilyone Ashas there, he quotes over here that this seems to be a running machlekes hatanoim. What do you do when you have shnei ksuvim achishim zed zeh? What do you do when you have two psukim that are contradicting one another and we have no third pasuk to resolve the contradiction? Of course, if you have a third pasuk, it resolves the contradiction. That's what Bishmal is going to be the Shatan and Jeshbem. What do you do if you have two psukim without a kasav ashrishi machriya b'neim? So one opinion in Tanoim is you make a compromise. Hanik b'amidas derech eretz. A little bit of work, a little bit of learning. The other opinion in Tanoim is that you do either extreme. You have a choice, either one or the other. Either Vasafta de Ganecho or Lo Yom Shefer Atari Zemi Picho. Where else do you see this Machlekes? Rabbi, so where else does this come up? This is Yosef Engel, Gainis. You're going to Gemara Psachim. The Gemara says in Psachim, what is Yontif supposed to look like? On the one hand, the Pasuk says, Atzeres Tielochem. On the other hand, the Pasuk says, Atzeres Vashem Alekecha. One talking about Pesach, one talking about Shmini Atzeres. So is it supposed to be for Hashem, a whole day davening and learning? Or is it supposed to be Atzeres Yelochem, a whole day eating and drinking? Which is it? I say you've probably come across this Gemara before. Samuel Zion, I think, himself. So one opinion Tanoim is, as Machoik Sir Bagazar Yeshua, one opinion Tanoim is that Chetzil Hashem and Chetzil Lachem, half and half. That's why you're not supposed to fast, Pesach Chatzos and a Shabbos. Chetzil Hashem and Chetzil Lachem. The other opinion is, no, oikula l'Hashem, oikula l'Hashem. You either have the option, or entirely for Kadosh Baruch Hu, or all day eating and drinking, but not to synthesize the two. Same machlekes. What do you do when you have two ksuvim achlishim zeh zeh without a kasav ashlishi a machriya b'neim? Big machlekes. You have another time. This is machlekes. This is more or less known. It's in Bava Basra later on. Tzadi tes. There's one pasuk regarding the kruvim. I think in last week's parsha, right? Ufneim isha lachiv, that they were facing each other. There's another pasuk in Sefer Divrei Hayamim, ufneim labayis, that they were facing away from one another. So one opinion, the Gemara is, kam bizman she'oisim ritzon shamakom, kam bizman she'ein oisim ritzon shamakom. When they were oisim ritzon shamakom, the kruvim were facing one another. When they were ein oisim ritzon shamakom, the kruvim were facing away from one another. The other opinion in Tanoim is, no, they were facing diagonal. That's not talked about in the third grade, that the kruvim were facing diagonal. To compromise, half and half. So you see, again, same issue, same issue. What do you do when you have two ksuvim achishim that say without a kosh v'achishim achriya b'neim? So Shachar writes to quote Yosef Engel, says, that's machlekes Rabbi Shmuel Moshe Baichai. In the end of the day, Rabbi said, the Gemara has a psak. The Gemara has a psak. Amar Abaye, har be osu ker b'shmuel v'also b'yodam, or ker b'shmuel v'yachai v'loy also b'yodam. Many people attempted to follow the path of Rabbi Shmuel, and they were successful. They had tzipuk ha-nefesh. They had hatzlacha. Those who followed Rav Shimon bar Yochai, many people followed Rav Shimon bar Yochai's path, they were not successful. So how do we paskin? It sounds like we paskin like Rabbi Shmuel. You follow the path of Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai, it ends in Shol Taftas. You get nowhere. Shmuel, that's a safe path. The problem is, Chevra, the problem is that Rav Shimon bar Yochai seems to contradict himself. And the Rambam seems to ignore the psak of the Gemara. Look over here. Gemara Masechtas Menachos. Amar Rav Shimon bar Yochai. Afil lo kara o kriya shma shol shachris v'arvis kiyem lo yomush. You know what you have to do to fulfill a yomush sefer Torah zemi picha? Kriya shma shol shachris, kriya shma shol arvis, and go to work the rest of the time. That's enough. You were yoytze without even daf yoymi, without amud yoymi, without daf yoymi balocha, without mishnah yoymis, without any, you know, living life lessons for a day. It's enough. Kriya shma shol shachris, kriya shma shol arvis. You're good. You're good. What? Rabbi Shmuel is the one who said in Brochus, the hardliner, Arkula Lashem, Arkula Lachem, Torah Matei Aleh. What's going to happen to Torah if you're going to be Chayrish, B'shas Chavisha, Zariah, B'shas Zariah? Here Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Shmuel Baruch Hai said, no, Kriyash Masha Shachris, Kriyash Masha Arvis. Okay, fine. But more perplexing is the Rambam in Hilchos Shmita V'Yoevo, the last halacha. Now, sometimes the Rambam gets poetic at the end of a section of halachas, but here the Rambam writes, V'loy Shevet Levi Bovad. Not only is Shevet Levi supported by the community through Truman Meiser, or Kol Ish V'Ish Mikol Boi Ho'olam. Any individual from any walk of life. Question is this even non-Jews? That's a whole discussion. Asher Nod V'Rucho Oitzev V'Hevi Midatoi. A person who wants to separate himself from everything that's going on in the world, to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to get to know Him, he throws off of himself all of the worries of this world, and he becomes Kodesh Kadoshim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will provide for him, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will provide for him. Now this doesn't say other people will provide for him, it says HaKadosh Baruch Hu will provide for him. You'll say, how does the Kadosh Baruch Hu provide for him? It's through the means of other people. I'd say, you know, okay, that's fair. But here, he's not trusting in the rich sphere. He's trusting in a Kadosh Baruch Hu. That's what he's trusting. He's trusting in the Ribbono Shel Olam. Has to be a statement of bitachon, not of laziness. So if it's bitachon, Kadosh Baruch Hu will provide for him. But Rabbi said, whose machalach is this? Whose sheet is this? This is from Shem Bar Yochai. Shem Bar Yochai said, "Bisman shayis mitzayna shemachem hazeh, eino mitzayna for ois mitzayna shemachem malach the nasei deyacherim. All of his needs will be taken care of." But the Gemara concluded in the P.S. Harbe osik Shem Bar Yochai v'loy also miyadams. How could the Rambam over here paskin like Shem Bar Yochai? Famous earth-shattering kasha. You can't move. How does the Rambam ignore the psak, the concluding statement of the Gemara Brachas? So Brisker Rav has a fantastic terrace at the beginning of his comments in Parshas Chayei. He started to say for Chumash, but he really got it already. It's in the Nefesh HaChayim. Same terrace in the Nefesh HaChayim without all the schmaltz of the Brisker Rav. But the Brisker Rav asked one more kasha in his sheer klali about working versus learning. So the Mishnah says of him himself is Kiddush and Pei Amid Aleph. The whole Mishnah about what kind of job to get and how to teach your son how to swim and all these kinds of things. A person should always teach his son a clean, easy profession. What is clean and easy probably depends on every generation. Reb Noroi in there, but it sounds like it's a guy who's, you know, let's go through the list of professions and find one that suits you. Reb Noroi in there, maniach ani kolam neshubayim ani malam nisbinyal Torah. But Reb Noroi said, no, no, I'm not teaching my son anything. He's not getting any degrees. He's just learning. Well, which is it? Reb Meir just said, so you say, fine, it's a machlekes tanoim. The problem is, the Gemara says in Erevin, Reb Meir is Reb Noroi. They both mean brightness. Reb Meir means bright, Noroi means bright. So the Gemara says, Tana, loy Rabbi Meir Shemoy or Reb Noroi Shemoy. Rabbi Meir is Reb Noroi. How could he talk out of both sides of his mouth and say you should get for your son an umnes the key of a kawa? But then he said, Eini Melamed is Bini Elo Torah. I'm only teaching my son Torah. How could you have it both ways? Rabbi Meir is Reb Noroi. He's the same person, literally talking out of both sides of his mouth in the very same Mishnah. So Rabbi Yosef says the Brisker of the following teretz. Maybe you've heard it before. That there's a difference between different individuals. For the Hamoinam, as a policy, that's why I don't like to say the Hamoinam. The policy should be Rabbi Shmuel. Hanig b'hem midas derech eretz. Hanig b'hem midas derech eretz. That's what we should encourage people to do. Lo'ayom yomer amar adam es benoi umnes deki v'kawa. You should teach him an easy and clean profession. Otherwise, right? Kol she'ni mogam midas benoi umnes mogam deglistas. And we've seen that. We've seen people, ganavim in our community, they don't have, understandably, they don't have any other way of earning a parnasa. So he turned to stealing. That's terrible. So you have to teach him a proper profession. But there are yechidei skula. There are certain individuals who have a different calling in life, like Sheva Levi. And for them, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai is the right path. Again, bitachon. Bitachon. Not laziness. Not mitoich laziness. Not mitoich that it's an easier path. You know, why not? Just collect welfare from the community. No, no. It's bitachon. He's moved. Not varucha oisoi. He's so inspired to lead a life of you know, b'miyot testapkos that he throws himself on a Kadosh Baruch Hu like Shevet Levi. So it says in Nefesh HaChaim over here, that's the difference. Rabbi Meir said for everyone, meaning a shita for the yeshiva should be umnes neki of akala. Eini melamed es b'ni ela Torah. I'm only teaching my son Torah. He's special. He's one of the yechidei skula. Him, I'm only teaching Torah. He's different. The Rambam, when he says in Shmita v'yoivo, that a person has the right to throw off himself, oh, chesbonus harabim, and he's just going to learn Torah the whole day, and a kodesh baruch is going to provide for him. That's not the shita. That's not the policy. That's that one individual. What's the policy? Harbei osu kribishim, you know, kribishmel v'oisel v'le'adam. You follow me there, Rabbi Yishmael. Hani b'amid is derech eretz. And that's what the Nefesh HaChaim, Rabbi Yisrael, writes over here, Ois Tezayin. And that's why there's the difference between Rabbi Yishmael. Rabbi Yishmael himself says, knew that a shita wasn't for everyone. That's why he said, it's enough kriyash mashal shachar, kriyash mashal arvis, meaning the mitzvah changes for different individuals. If you're an individual that can learn all day, lo yama shefer atar zemi picha, for you is literal. For everyone else who can't do it, it's not masukal for them, so then, no, lo yama shefer atar zemi picha means shachar arvis, work, earn a parnasa, and help do mitzvahs and ma'isim toivim, save Jews throughout the world who are aleinu in terrible, you know, matzovim. That's not for him. His avoida is different than this guy's avoida. This guy's avoida is learning all day. This guy's avoida is kriyash mashal shachar, kriyash mashal arvis. I would add daf yomi, mishnah yomi, let him do all those other things too. It's great. It's kvalding. Have a few chavrusas. Who can't do that? But the rest of the day is not for him. He's not masugo for it. He's not made for it. It's not matim for him. There's different shvatim and different avoidas. That's not his avoida. So it says in Nefesh HaChaim over here, Shar Alf Periches, the Brisker Rav added to it in his comments on Parshas Chayetz. It's more famous than the name of the Brisker Rav, but it really is in the Nefesh HaChaim already. Harbe, I'm not reading into it. It's exactly what he says. Harbe also Gershom Bayochai will also be other. The many who did like Gershom Bayochai and they were not successful. Hainu Rabim Davka. Rabim! Harbe did that way. That's not for the Harbe. That's not for the Rabim. Kivada Shulchal Ha'amoin Kimat Dolti Efshar Shiasmidu Koyimeim Rak Basic Atura Shaloi Lifnos Afshar Muetz Lashom Esek Parnosim Zainas Kal. It's not possible for most people to not be Isaac and Parnosa. It doesn't maximize their strengths. Not only can they not have the zisfleisch to sit and do it, it doesn't fit them. Any Torah that doesn't have with it parnasa, the guy's not going to be successful. He's not going to have a useful use of his time. An individual, for him, that's what's matim for him. That fits for him. So there's a difference between two individuals. Let's push it that way. Let's push it that way. We have to understand that. I would add, it's my own hoisefer, take it or leave it. I would add, and my experience has borne it out, is that if you look carefully the language of the Rambam doesn't say someone persuaded him to do this. The Rambam doesn't say a Rebbe told him you should be sitting and learning all day. The person realized it himself. He himself is inspired. So I have a hard time, you know, going into Kodesh Kodesh is not learning all day. That's, you know, you can work be a Rebbe, and that's a very nice thing. It sounds like over here the Rambam's talking about he's not worrying about Parnassa at all, but today we translated this into Kodesh Kodesh, into, you know, guys working their Abonis and teaching. So it seems to me, people who find that as their calling in life, you shouldn't have to persuade them. You don't have to convince someone of that. I would never convince someone. If a guy, you know, has been convinced the other way, because everyone told him you can't make it in this, you know, by being in Kli Kodesh, I would tell him, no, there's a mahalach, you can do that. If I'm counteracting negative, you know, harmful, you know, propaganda on the other side, okay, that's fine. But I would never persuade a guy to do this. This is something that has to speak to you. Everybody has to find their passion. Everybody has to find what they're good at, you know, what maximizes their koyches. If I have to push you to do it, it's probably not something you should be doing. It's probably something that has to come internally. So I'm not into pressuring people to do these things. It's not only one path in life. Most people, umnes nekiyah v'kala. How you go about that? How you satisfy the umnes nekiyah v'kala? Do you need degrees to do that? That's not for me to say. You can earn a parnasa in lots of different ways. But, most people are probably going to earn a parnasa for a living. They're not going to be throwing themselves oh cheshbonos harabim and going into kol. That's not for that moynam. How that developed to be the sheet of Klal Yisrael and Eretz Yisrael and all the different things is a historical issue. But whether that's the ideal picture, a whole separate thing. It seems to be that no, we should follow Rabbi Shmuel. Harbe osik Rabbi Shmuel over also be adam for the hamoynam for the shita. The policy should be this. There's exceptions to the rule. But we shouldn't push people into that exception. The people who are the exceptions know they're the exceptions. It comes from the kishka. Sometimes they need to be told the propaganda you heard that this is not shayach, that this is bad, that this is, you know, a low, you know, an unmeaningful and disappointing existence. For them, we can counteract that and we can encourage them. No, there's a lot to be gained over here. But to push people to do it, to me, always, you know, not right. Yeah, what do you say?
So we're saying that really that. That there are those like two like drachim of learning and the Gemara. We kind of still have a problem from the question that we asked of like so why did the Mishnah and Kedushin not just say like either a vei or like
he said any melamed is b'ni elotayra. I'm only teaching my son. I didn't say that's the shita. I didn't say everyone should follow me. My son, this is what's good for him.
So why are they confused by using two different...
Because one is a statement, one is a policy, and one is advice for this parent. That's very different. Those are two different things. To Rameyer, it was obvious. To us, we asked the Kasha, and we had to come out with a whole brisker up to answer it. But to Rameyer, it was obvious. Of course, I'm talking about my son. Here, I'm talking about everybody else. They're two separate conversations.
And that's why... The Mishnah uses Rav Meir and
Rav Neroi, right? I don't know. I don't have a tariff. Why in this instance is Rav Meir and this instance is Rav Neroi? I don't know. So everybody's like getting back over here. With regards to the Shayna issue, maybe the Rambam is talking about these two groups of individuals. Chevra, look what he says in Hilchos Talmud Torah. If you want to be Zaycha to the Keser of Torah, who's Zaycha to the Keser of Torah? Who's the Keser of Torah? The Keser of Torah is a person who is changed, Limud HaTorah. Soloveitchik has a beautiful essay. I remember when the Sefer came out, Rav Shefley actually quoted in Beis Medrash from Rabbi Lustiger, Arnie Lustiger, who lives in Edison, put out some of the Rav's writings. This is an English book called Droshes HaRav. It's a black volume. So in the Droshes HaRav, this essay is by far, and they're all of Soloveitchik, it doesn't even matter, but this is the best by far of all of the Divrei Torah in the book. They're all good, but this is unbelievable. So in that drasha called Keser, the crown of Torah, he explains that each one of the crowns, there are three crowns, the Rambam describes that there are three crowns, corresponding to the three ksarim that went around the Shulchan, one around the Mizbeach, one around the Aron, and the Mishkan, right? They had a Zer, Zahav, Saviv. So one is the Keser Malchus, that's around the Shulchan, then there's the Keser Kahuna, it's around the Mizbeach, and then there's the Keser of Torah, which is around the Aron, there's the Keser Shem Tov, which isn't from the Mishkan, it's not mentioned in the same context as these three ksarim, but the Rambam writes that these three ksarim, but what is represented by these three crowns? And the Rambam says, right, the Keser of Kahuna was seized by Aaron, no one else could be a Kohen other than Aaron Ubanov, or Shevet Levi. The Kesser Malchus was, you know, was already occupied by David HaMelech. You can occupy the Malchus for a small period, like the Chashmonaim, but you can't make a dynasty out of it, which is why they were punished and ultimately removed. It's only David HaMelech, David Vizari. Kesser Torah's Munach with Karen Zavis is set aside in the corner. Whoever wants to come and take it, come and take it. What are these three crowns? What does a crown represent? So Savich explains, based on the supposing and say for Shmuel, the Rambam and Hilchos Beis Abchira, that when a Kohen put on the Urim V'tumim, he was Zeichet Ruach HaKodesh. He became a different individual. When the Shaul HaMelech was anointed as king, the Pasuk says that he was Ruach HaKodesh B'felem V'nev Kol Ish Acher. He became a different individual. So what the Keser of Torah represents is Torah changes a person from being one kind of a person to another kind of person. But it certainly represents the pinnacle of achievement of Limud HaTorah. Who is Zeichet to the Keser of Torah, the crown of Torah? These rare individuals who are dedicating their whole life to Limud HaTorah. I don't think anyone thinks that every guy who learns Daf Yomi is Zeichet to the Keser of Torah. Maybe he's wearing a small crown, like, you know, a visor. But the real crown of Torah is for the Talmid HaChacham, for the Gedolei Hador. They're Zeichet to the Keser of Torah. So that's the rare individual. So for the rare individual, the Rambam says, Mimayit B'Sheina. No, you do it with less sleep. He doesn't function in this world anyway. He's kilu. He throws everything of this world onto the Ribbono Shel. So for him, it's less sleep. That's what the Rambam is talking about in Hilchos Talmud Torah. Here in Hilchos Deis, the Rambam is talking about everybody else. You want to be successful in Parnassus. You want to be successful managing your family and everything else that's going on in your life. Sleep 8 hours. You're engaging in this world. You want to be successful in this world. Optimal performance is that, you know, with Luke oil, whatever it is, with when you put proper unleaded, you know, premium gasoline in the tank. That's 8 hours. 8 hours is premium unleaded, whatever. 6 hours is the cheap stuff at the Luke oil, whatever, you know. So you have to get the good gas. Then you'll be able to continue on. But that's talking about the Hamayinam. That's talking about people who are following in the path of Rabbi Shmuel. I don't mean Hamayinam in a condescending way. That's the Shita. That's most people. When the Rambam's talking about Mimayit B'Sheina, the Rambam's talking about the Talmidei Chachamim, Zeichet the Keser Shel Torah. That's a whole different madrega. Everything they do doesn't fit in with the rest of their, you know, the physical existence. So them, they should be Mimayit B'Sheina. So maybe we can actually have it both ways and say that the Rambam here is talking about two different individuals like we find elsewhere. The Rambam is simply talking about two different individuals. They're not the same thing at all. Not the same thing at all. All right, Trevor, let's go on. Let's go on. All right, Rabbi, so the Gemara says over here, five lines from the bottom. Our Rabbi Yochanan, Ma'itach Siv, Malva Hashem Chaynein Da'al, the Pasuk says, Sefer Mishlei, a person lends to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Malva Hashem Chaynein Da'al, who was poor. Elmoi Mikra Kotev Yev Shalayma, we can never say we lend money to HaKadosh Baruch Hu by giving tzedakah. What do you mean we lend money to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Why not? Because Eva Loiva Le'ish Malva. Because the borrower really works for the lender, right? You feel like an indentured servant. You have to pay off the loan. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't work for us, and we can't even utter such a phrase that HaKadosh Baruch Hu owes us because we lent him money. When a person gives tzedakah, what it means is he's entitled to certain fringe benefits that come along with giving tzedakah. So the Gemara is going to describe what are some of these fringe benefits that come along with giving tzedakah. So Amar Abchir Bar Amar Abir B'yachnin Ksiv, well, yo, hain b'yom ever, but tzedakah tatsmi mavis. Right? We had one pasuk. Where is this pasuk? Say for Mishlei, tzedakah tatsmi mavis. But then we have another pasuk. Well, yo, oitzus rasha. Where is that pasuk? Again, in Sefer Mishlei, tzedakah tatsmi mavis. Two psukim. They both say tzedakah tatsmi mavis. What do we need two psukim? They both say tzedakah tatsmi mavis. Gemara says, shtei tzedakah salalu lama. One saves from Misha Mishuna, one saves from Dina Shel Gehenim. Ve'ezehi shematzigas midina shel Gehenim, who tachsiv be Avra. Tachsiv yoyim Avra, hayoyim ahu, ve'ezehi shematzigas Misha Mishuna. So one saves from Dina Shel Gehenim, one saves from Misha Mishuna. What saves from Misha Mishuna? That's an even higher madrega. Noisna ve'en yodeh lemi noisna. That's the highest level of tzedakah. You give, you don't even know who you're giving to. Night love, any yadem mi night love. The person takes it, he doesn't know who he's taking from, because if he knew who he's taking from, he'd feel a sense of hakaras hatoiv, even though the other party doesn't know he gave him. Nice mi yadem mi nice na lafuke, you give and you don't know who you're giving to, lafuke mi demar ukva, who used to give, but he knew who he was giving to, they didn't know who they were taking from. That's one madrega. Better that they shouldn't know who they're taking from. Night love, any yadem mi night love, lafuke mi de Rabbi Abba. Rabbi Abba used to give without knowing who was going to, but they knew where it came from. Put it in the pushka. No one knows who's getting from the pushka. No one knows who's putting the money in the pushka. That's the highest madrega, is the pushka. Pushka. Everyone's anonymity is preserved. What's interesting is, Taisa says over here, that's the highest madrega, and that's what saves Mimisa Mishuna. Mimisa Mishuna. If I would ask you, is it higher madrega to be saved from Mimisa Mishuna, or higher madrega to be saved from Dina Shel Gehenim? They're both bad. Okay? We don't want either. But which is a higher madrega? So Taisa says, I would have thought the higher madrega is Medina Shel Gehenim. That should have saved him Medina Shel Gehenim. Shu Rabbi Yoiser. That sounds really bad. No, you know what? It's a higher madrega of Stucker to get rewarded in Olam Hazeh, because there's a lot of reward in Olam Haba. Right? Schar Mitzvah, Bahai Amaleka. Most reward is in Olam Haba. So the fact that it saves you Medina Shel Gehenim isn't that big of a chiddush. That there's reward in Olam Haba. The fact that it even serves to save in Olam Hazeh, that's rare. That's rare. V'yeshomet the right dvar mein oinu l'adam Olam Hazeh la'achar misa. U'bayom Hazeh in oinu l'adam mitzvahs gedoyos. Only certain mitzvahs save you in this world. So this kind of tzedakah even serves to create a reward in Olam Hazeh. That's a higher madrega by definition because it even serves in this world. You see, by the way, tzedakah saves you in Gehenim, saves you in the Olam Ha'emes. So that's why the Ramah says over here, I gave it to you, Rabbi, say, Ois Yud Zayin. The Ramah says, Masha Noigin Lifsoi Tzedakah Over Ameisim, Vishasas Karsh Nishamas. That's why at the time of Yizkor, they used to make an appeal. The Yizkor appeal is not a new thing. That's a very old thing. The Yizkor appeal was to give tzedakah because, in fact, that's the Iker Yizkor. That's the Iker Yizkor. This came out during Corona. Can you do Yizkor over Zoom? There's a whole tshuva, Shechter wrote a tshuva, but the whole Indian of Yizkor is not like a ceremony. The Indian of Yizkor is just to give tzedakah. That was the whole purpose of the Yizkor, was to give tzedakah because it was an Iwe Neshama for the Mason. It would help them. It works for the Neshamas. How do you know that tzedakah saves Neshamas in Olam Ha'emes? So the Gra, in the Bira Gra, not Ramos, cites our Gemara. That tzedakah, tatzim imavet, tzedakah can save you not only in this world, mimisa mishuna, but saves a person in Olam Ha'emes, midina shel gehenim. So if your children are giving tzedakah, if the person passes away, that saves a midina shel gehenim. And that's the whole meaning of giving tzedakah during Haskaras Neshamas, during Yizkor, was to help the Mason in the Olam Ha'emes. Okay, but one of the things is that tzedakah saves Mimisa Mishuna. What kind of tzedakah is that, where no one knows who's giving and no one knows who they're taking from? Sounds like that's the highest madrega of tzedakah. Trevor, but Mimisa for tomorrow. See, there's a Rambam over here and a Ramban. Maybe there's an even higher level of tzedakah. An even higher level of tzedakah. What could be higher than not knowing who you're giving to and knowing who you're taking from? So we'll see the Rambam Mimisa tomorrow. We'll go on. Trevor Shkara.